You might tell him that you're not going to hurt him. You might say, don't cry, I blank. Oh, I fill in the blank there. Don't cry, I. And you're trying to reassure him, you know.
I will not hurt you.
Okay. Okay. All right. If someone thanked you for, you say you picked up hitchhiking, someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it. There were two or three of you in the car. You say, we blank going anyway.
We were going anyways.
Okay. Did you ever heard anybody talk about the old days? The good old days, and they might say, blank, the good old days. What back. All right, and someone says, and like point talking about it, what might some older person say about it?
Back in the good old days?
Or else, what's another thing you might say?
I don't know.
Okay. In reference to, like, you know, you got these, and then the plural of these is what?
They.
Or the plural of these.
Those.
All right, what using
the
that?
The plural of these, that is the plural.
All right, yeah, all right, but the objective, you know, okay.
This?
No, that's what you were right. Say those, but, you know, like if someone was going to talk about those and in the good old days, what would be the expression they'd use?
Those were the good old days.
Okay. Would you ever hear anybody say, them were the good old days?
Nobody's literate.
Okay. Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, can she take along a little square cloth that uses a...
Buy a dress? A sample.
Okay. And if she's in there buying, you know, a dress or something, she sees one that she likes, you know, it's real yellow and it's bright and sunny. She say, my goodness, that's a blank dress.
Nice dress.
Okay, what would be another?
Bright dress.
Okay. And if she likes it, you know, she might say that's a, what's another?
Beautiful dress.
All right, what's another word for beautiful? It's a, yes, you know,
not, lovely dress.
All right, another one? You might say a girl is?
Nice looking.
Or?
Good looking.
Or?
Comely, I don't know.
Okay, how about, would you ever, let me see if I can get this. What would a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen to keep from getting all dirty? It's to work with that one first.
An apron.
Okay. And what is this?
A pen.
Okay. This is the type I write with, right? This is this would be a
ballpoint pen.
Okay. And the type of thing that you use to fasten babies' diapers with.
Pin.
Okay. And that'd be what's the full name for that?
Safety pin.
Right. Okay, and when you go and you buy soup in cans, what's the stuff that the can, you know, used to call it?
Tin.
And so that'd be what?
Yeah, tin can.
Okay, and a nickel is 5 cents, and two nickels are?
A dime.
Or how many cents?
10 cents.
Okay, and if a young girl, not an older girl, say 7 or 8 years old, you know, she's a relative of yours, and you wanted to flatter her a little bit, you come in and say, my goodness, you were a little girl, and, you know, talking
pretty.
Okay. And if you had two shirts, and one of them was pretty, and the other one you liked better, you'd say, this one is.
I don't think I would use that term, prettier. I'd say nicer.
Okay. Okay.
More.
You would say nicer?
Yeah.
All right. All right, and in the wintertime, not so much here, maybe up north you'd need it, but when it gets cold outside, you wouldn't go outside without what on?
A jacket.
Okay, and what's another word for jacket?
Coat.
Okay, and what type of clothes would a person wear to a church function? What's a decked out person wearing? You know, what, you know, describe the clothing.
Suit.
Okay, what's all the terms, you know, what's the different items of clothing in a suit?